Mention to a baby boomer the name of Wendy Carlos, and they are apt to think of the album Switched on Bach, featuring Carlos's groundbreaking electronic music realizations, which would later also include masterful work for the film A Clockwork Orange. Carlos's music over the past several decades has been varied and uniquely satisfying. No less an authority than famed Bach pianist Glenn Gould has called some of Carlos's synthesized Bach Brandenburg Concerto performances the best realizations of these scores, period. Now from Eastside Digital comes a two-volume CD release, Rediscovering Lost Scores, Film Music by Wendy Carlos, featuring a fascinating oral blend of tones and sounds from various films. Some of the scores were heard in the films, others were never used, and all of the music has been previously unavailable on CD. The selections range from scores from UNICEF documentary films, which have a locale-specific world music flavor, to additional music tracks composed for Disney's Tron, to the scores for the sci-fi anti-war film Woundings, to other selected tidbits. Instrumentation includes traditional orchestral forces, chamber ensembles, unusual solo instruments, Moog synthesizer, and blends of live and electroacoustic sound. Resurrecting the vintage tracks sometimes involved baking the tapes in order to preserve and properly present them. Of particular interest is the centerpiece of the two volumes, Carlos's elaborate score for Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, much of it rejected by Kubrick for use in the film. Like that other famous unused score, Alex North's music for 2001 A Space Odyssey, Carlos's music is rich and powerful, and in this case, evocative. The story of Carlos's Shining adventure is interesting. Kubrick had become fixated on the medieval Dies Irae plainsong theme, an adaptation of which Berlioz featured in his Symphonie Fantastique. Carlos synthesized the theme, but whenever she veered from the Berlioz version or wrote variations for use later in the film, Kubrick felt it didn't sound right. Thus he used only a couple selections from Carlos's major score and interpolated other composers, Bartok, Ligeti, and Penderecki. Carlos's Dies Irae theme is used to striking effect in The Shining's opening sequence. The irony is that it is used only once by a director famous for repeating his themes. Think of Dr. Strangelove, 2001, Clockwork Orange, Barry Lyndon, and Eyes Wide Shut, for example. Thus, listeners are treated to Carlos's varied compositions for The Shining for the first time. Much of this score is superb and brilliantly written, if not what Kubrick had in mind. The CD also reveals that the music for the film's trailer originated with Carlos, as well as the haunting variations of Valse Triste heard in the documentary Making The Shining. From Carlos's A Clockwork Orange, there are a couple of unused tracks, a straight version of the Purcell funeral music, as well as a pop version of the theme. The tracks from the films Woundings, Split Second, and Tron are equally impressive. There are even tracks composed for Dolby Labs test films with allusions to Bach, Warner Brothers, and Wagner. Rediscovering Lost Scores, Film Music by Wendy Carlos, Volumes 1 and 2, is music that will interest anyone who loves film music. It is a welcome treat from one of the pivotal, pioneering, and gifted musicians of our era.
Celluloid Dreams correspondent Dennis Kwiatkowski. Rediscovering Lost Scores, Volumes 1 and 2, Wendy Carlos, is available from Eastside Digital Records. It's intermission time here on Celluloid Dreams. When we return, movie reviews of Waiting, Domino, Elizabethtown, and 40 Shades of Blue. The star writer and producer of the upcoming The War Within, a chance to win some movie tickets, and much more when Celluloid Dreams returns. But first, these words.